Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, we're about to talk more about your Cougs ahead of them taking on the Duke Blue Devils. A 1-1 matchup, as they all are in this Final Four. In the Final Four, it'll be tomorrow at 7:49. You'll hear that here on Sports Radio 610. In fact, some other head coaches in college basketball talked about these various teams and how they would want to see them attacked and what their strengths and weaknesses are for this tournament. So we're going to get into that. However, we stumbled upon something that I believe could be great.
I see what you did there. Stumbled?
Oh, that was not intentional. That was one of those accidents, which is, when was the last time that you got in a foot race? I am just very interested in all of that because I'm trying to figure out, like, the last time I legitimately was out here in a foot race, I raced a teenager who just, you know, had a bigger mouth than what I thought he could deliver
on. And he was fast.
Oh, no, I beat him.
That's what I'm saying. Then he was fast.
Yes. I thought you said then he was fast, which that would have really sucked if I was like, nah, man, you talking too big. Let's go and race. And then he beat me. Mm-hmm. Although he was a younger teenager. If he was like a bigger teenager, I'd have been worried because, you know. Some of these young folks run. But from the 832, two of my college buddies raced 2 years ago. We were 33, and one of them blew his hamstring.
I believe it.
So, yep. Okay, that is fair. And then another one. This is great. Wife and I overloaded on alcohol at a wedding and had to call our 16-year-old son to drive us home. He talked a lot of crap having to come pick us up, which I imagine a teenager is going to be a little mouthy in that circumstance. So he challenged him to a foot race. 3 a.m. and drunk. Started to fall on the street, tried to dive towards the grass. Ended up cracking 3 ribs on the curb, dislocated shoulder. So, yeah, I have a feeling that you did not win that race then.
I have a feeling that was his last race.
Yeah.
In all honesty, like, I've been racking my brain since we talked about this, including over the break. Like, when was the last time I raced?
Hell, when was the last time you jumped? You notice that we just stopped jumping?
I jumped yesterday.
Look at that. Good
I
for
jumped
you.
Yesterday. With my 2-year-old granddaughter, we were jumping on a trampoline.
There you go.
How about that?
Yeah, go ahead and work them knees.
But I honestly, it's been so long, I can't remember the last time I like raced. I can't remember. It had to be with one of my sons.
You want to race in a break?
Years ago. Sure, I'll race you.
I ain't racing you. Come on now. I'll race you after the show.
So that's a work-related accident.
I see the game. Yeah, I see the game.
That's a work-related accident.
Hey, Parker, I know you're listening.
I'll see you in 2027. I'll see you.
All right, let's circle back to the young people doing sports. Not.
I'll take one for the team there, baby.
let's get back to the young folks doing sports. Mostly young folks. And Juwan Roberts.
Yes.
With all due respect, obviously. A fantastic 6-year senior, Juwan Roberts. He's going to have his hands full with a sizable Duke Blue Devils basketball team that they're going to be facing off against on Saturday in San Antonio. The Athletic kind of convened some college basketball coaches to break down Duke, Houston, Florida, and Auburn. Obviously, we'll focus on the two teams that will be facing off against each other on Saturday. Mm-hmm. Your Houston Cougars versus the Duke Blue Devils. I just made them one team. That's crazy. And I want to circle back around also at some point. Don't let me forget, because you did a little bit of research from another coach to get a feel of like what they thought about this game. But I'll give you what these coaches talked about when it came to Duke. They said you have to decide how you're going to guard Cooper Flagg. Is it your big? And what does that mean, that now you have to deal with Cooper Flagg on the perimeter with a big guarding him out?
Yeah.
Or do you play with maybe a wing, a guard type player, and then you have to deal with when he's driving, seeing if you have that kind of ability to stay in front of him, stop him, and then maybe you're having guys come over and help, and then does that open up the possibility for him to become a playmaker? What do you think, basketball mind John, former former basketball coach John Lopez?
How I would do Cooper Flagg?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I wouldn't say it like that, but how you would defend him?
I would defend him. I'm more worried about Knipple, some of these other guys on the perimeter, what they can do. You hate to say this because then he's going to end up scoring 48 points, but almost like let him get his. I think the bigger picture that I would do is just, and this is what I can almost guarantee you, this is what Kelvin said, because he's been doing it all year. You know, beat everyone back for, get back first. Get back first, stop the ball.
Get your defense.
Get back first, stop the ball. Make them go in a half court game. They can still beat you, and they have. They've only lost four games or whatever it is. Two or three, maybe. But either way, make them go get into a half court game, and you give yourself a better puncher's chance.
For sure. Yeah. And I do think that I like the idea in a vacuum of having somebody that has the speed on the perimeter do that, mm-hmm. and then having your backstop come over and help, because Houston is great at that, right? It's hello, JoJo Tugler coming out of nowhere, knocking basketballs out of the sky. The only tough part about it is Duke, and this continuing a segment I like to call reading, you have to be able to defend the flare screen. It's possibly one of the most brilliant things that they've done, is that they do a lot of pick and roll, and then they do a lot of five out zoom, which mm-hmm. is a little heady, but that everybody's done. They probably the best at the flare screen when it comes to teams in the country. You mentioned Knipple. He is as good as it gets in those actions. So you've got a guy, and if you're not familiar with the flare screen, it's setting a screen on the side and for a player to kind of work around the perimeter. So now they get the pass coming off the screen where their defender is chasing, and they can catch the ball and shoot.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that
you see it all the time now in college basketball.
100%. Yeah. And I think that's a terrible proposition, because I think that's one of the things that Purdue did really well.
Yeah, I don't want to do that if I'm U of H by any stretch, because they could kill you with that, because everybody can shoot. I think, you know, in terms of defending Duke, obviously this is an amazing U of H defense, but it is going to be a little bit undersized. I don't think it's going to matter as much as people think, because they're so aggressive. They're so in your face. They get in your jersey and they can trap and they double team. I've said it before, it seems like there's six guys on the floor when you're facing U of H.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
So I think they're going to defend okay if they can get back, make them get into a half court. It's still going to be a big problem because they're so big offensively. I think that, you know, I think the Cougars right now, what one of the biggest things is offensively. You know, offensively, I'm worried about what they can do, because I've said it a couple of times today. It's worth
with the Duke offense, right?
No, the U of H offense.
Interesting.
I think they have to win on offense. Because I think the guards are not going to be rendered useless. They're great guards. You know, Cryer, who's on, and just go down the list. But it's going to be tough sledding for the perimeter game of the Cougs. I think it's going to be Juwan Roberts. It's going to be inside guys. It's going to be putbacks. And it's going to be offensive rebounds. They just attack. Second chance points if the Cougs get more and have a good number of second chance points, they're going to win the game. I mean, they're going to flat out win the game.
I think so. Yeah. Also, and I hate to make it so simple, but it's going to be the law firm of Cryer, Uzan, and Sharp.
See, I'm worried about that.
Well, but in this way, I think that you're right. Like, let the bigs try and really work. But I think one of the things that Houston has done really well is those guys have served as your backstop late in the clock, late in the shot clock. If you need to just, we need to get one up, and they've delivered in those instances. And if those guys are knocking down shots, I think that's when you can really stretch Duke. Because going back to these various coaches, one of the things they talked about is if you can get two guys in the paint offensively versus Duke. Because Duke, if you allow them, if you're playing like kind of four out, which of course the Cougs do not, right?
Yeah.
But if you're playing four or five out almost, they have the length to just kind of be in the space to make it really tough on you. If you're playing two in the paint, now this thing spreads out a little bit and it makes it a little bit tougher. And the Cougs are going to do that. They'll have the likes of Tugler and Roberts and, you know, Francis when he rotates in and the other size. I think they'll do that. But ultimately, I think Roberts can get to his buckets. I think he'll have instances where some of these other guys will get to play spaces. But the ability to just knock down the tough shots late in the shot clock to, you know, make something out of a possession as opposed to getting nothing out of it sometimes is going to be so crucial for this in this type of game where points I don't think are going to be easy to come
by. Here's another thing I think people need to look for, and I think it's going to be crucial. I've talked about how they can switch everything, all five positions. Then don't let them. You know, I think the number one key is the inside guys for U of H. Number two, and this isn't something that they necessarily do a whole lot of either, is let's go ISO almost. You know, like a good old-fashioned NBA. They're bigger than you, so you should get into their bodies and try to beat them. And then when they get that, when Duke helps, which they are, they're so good at help defense, maybe there's a bounce pass, there's a lob or something like that. And that speaks to the big men as well. I want to see beating your guy rather than letting them switch on a screen. And you're still on the perimeter.
Yeah,
beating your guy by yourself as best you can. Then when the help comes, there's going to be somebody open.
That's going to be interesting because I don't know that I love.
It's not like NBA like, but close.
No, I know, but yeah. I don't know that I love putting that level of stress on Uzan and Cryer to have to do.
I think you have to.
You probably do.
Yeah,
and I mean, there's going to be a lot of places that you don't love to be when you get into these types of matchups. But I do love that who's are equipped to try and handle this.
They can switch everything and still defend you, so don't let them.
They can.
Don't let them.
All right, where are you at with this game? And you know what? I'll give you a little bit more time. Let's finish the show by officially putting it on wax. But I think that, man, there's a lot of interesting things here. I appreciate the Athletic putting together this conglomerate of coaches. And just to circle back, what did your intel get about how Houston should play? Because I want to officially get you to on wax again.
Well, I just stole it. I mean, he's real big on the big man.
Gotcha.
You know, I'm big. I'm real big, and I bounced it off of him, and he didn't think it was a crazy idea. To trap as best you can as soon as Duke crosses midcourt, try to get him into some corners. Try to get him to start their offense late.
Mm-hmm.
You know, late in the shot. Like I'm talking, 18 seconds left, that's all you got. 13 seconds left, that's all you got. That limits the number of options they have offensively.
Sure.
Yeah.
All right. I think that's really interesting. That game, again, tomorrow evening, 7:49, you'll be able to hear it on Sports Radio 610, obviously. And somebody said Tugler was Big 12 Defensive Player of the Year for a reason. Travel him on flag. I think that can be interesting. The only thing that, again, is like those guys are going to have to navigate screens. And I am also interested because it feels like the Cougs have what they've done is they've actually just kind of showed and recovered or even fully trapped off of screens. And if Duke can move the ball quickly, that's going to create some real driving lanes, some real seams in the defense that I think that Duke is uniquely capable of attacking. So I'm intrigued to see what happens in this game. A lot of people texting in various ways that
they run,
various instances of them running. Somebody said they're 50 years old. They got talked into racing by one of their coaches. The hamstrings beg to differ, I guess. Oh, no, let's see. Oh, they coach baseball. And they won, but their quads and hamstrings still beg to differ on winning there. Somebody said, Stafford PD here. Oh, fun. Mm-hmm. Now we got an episode of Cops. Stafford PD here. Chased a guy who had just stolen a car. No lie, he could not jump over the fence. And when I was near him yelling at him, he literally, well...
He went number two.
He defecated himself. Yeah. There we go. Had to stand outside the hotel bathroom while he cleaned himself before he got into the patrol vehicle. Well, that's nice of you to let him clean himself. Although I imagine that you didn't do it. You didn't do it for him. You did it for you.
Yeah.
So that you did not have to clean the back of the car. Wow. Yeah. I would pepper those in. When was the last time you raced? This is fun. This is very fun. All right. You're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610 with more of your stories of you telling us the last time you ran or raced on the Jim Adler Texas Hammer text line. We will also jump in with some legends, some Texans legends. J.J. Watt joined Jonathan Joseph and Andre Johnson on the Goat Talk podcast, and I thought that there was some interesting stuff in there. So let's revisit some of that next.